Mike and Nolan, welcome to Dublin Tech Talks. It's great
Thank
to
you
have you
very
here.
much.
Do you want to just give a brief introduction to yourself and Social Logo and
everything
what you're
about
up
the
to at the
company?
moment?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm Michael Nolan. I've known you for many a year.
Yes.
We have. So if I start with me, I kind of came up through the Dublin e-commerce tech environment, kind of learn my skills in the likes of All Finance and then Trintech during the original dot-com bubble. After that, kind of went to GE Money, where I was doing an online credit card just before the dot-com burst, the financial crash in 2008. So probably the worst time to be doing a credit card program in Ireland.
True, that wasn't the best place
no,
to be.
No, no. And then after that, I ended up in Paddy Power, which obviously was just such a large Irish indigenous e-commerce business. And I was brought in there to kind of look after payments and fraud, and that grew into looking after all the online operations for Paddy Power. And really that kind of environment was amazing to kind of learn my craft. And I wanted just to keep getting into earlier businesses from there. So joined a very small company at the time called eShop World, who had just sold an e-commerce solution to Nike and were in the process of building it. And I joined there as chief product officer. So that was great working with Tommy Kelly in there, really kind of seeing it grow from being a logistics company all the way up to
the Goliath.
The Goliath, exactly. Yeah. And then my old boss from Paddy Power, Paddy Kennedy, he came calling one day from a car trawler point of view. He was on the board in car trawler, and they were that had been brought to an amazing position by the likes of Mike Geraghty and Bobby Healy, and they were looking to kind of bring it to the next stage. So there was an old kind of Paddy Power group where we're coming back in for that transition. So went in there again with the likes of Cormac Barry and Peter O'Donovan, Dave Cotter, some of the guys, really good team again. And come 2019, kind of wanted to go smaller again, go younger again. And got myself into the startup world for my sins.
So you've come through nearly the who's who of, you know, from Trintech up of Irish technology successes. Before we go into your current place, what that must have been loads of fun and lots of learnings and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, looking back now, could you see that there were always going to be, you know, pretty big successes when you were either talking with the founders or when you started? Like Paddy Power, when you joined, was still the local bookmaker. And then it's now the second or third largest bookmaker in the world.
Yeah, no, it was, I suppose I was really lucky in the sense that even when I kind of think back to Trintech had come through that dot-com bubble. It was one of the darlings of the stock exchange that had listed. But it was still growing at a phenomenal pace. And I was really lucky in there. You know, you had Sarah McGuire and John Byrne, Paul Byrne, who have really got that entrepreneurial spirit inside them, driving us forward. So it was always entrepreneurial. And again, in GE Money, we were launching a card program in Ireland under Fiona Shanley. So.
But even the GE business, like I remember when it was a startup type business here in Ireland. It was just based around the corner from the offices and it grew quite large, the GE business here in Dublin.
Yeah, and just I suppose I've been really lucky to be in those large organizations, but with a really entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
So it was a great schooling, very enjoyable, and it made me realize that it was that startup-y thing that I enjoyed rather than the big corporate thing, which is why I kept then chasing that and, and trying to get younger and try to get back to the start until
chasing your youth.
Yeah, exactly. until I met up with my current partner, Steve Malone, and Social Local.
So let's jump into Social Local. Do you want to give a brief overview of what the business is and the mission and what you're trying to
So Social fix? Local is a digital marketing platform specifically designed for multi-location brands. And what we're trying to do is activate all their social media potential by activating all their locations' social media. Mm. So we started off...
Can you just give an example of what that would be for...
Yeah, so our first big client was Supervalue.
Yeah.
And if you imagine, there's a really skilled digital marketing team down in Cork. Mm. And they wanted to be able to give the best service to all their individual stores. So through our system, they're able to add in all their Facebook and Instagram pages of all their different locations. And the digital marketing team is able to provide those locations with posts of what the latest promotions are, what the latest
you bring all that data in together about reach and
So we're very much kind of recognizing that there's two key users to this. Is that kind of headquartered digital marketing experts who need that kind of set of tools to be able to post organic posts, see all the comments, share social media content. And then you've got your location store management, and they're not going to be digital marketers. You know, they want to, they know the importance of digital marketing. They know that keeping their Facebook page current is really important. But, you know, they need to be provided the tools from head office to be able to do that.
I can change the sound, so we're all right. Where, so you joined Stephen in the business. What was his pitch for you to see the dream?
Yeah, so I think, so Stephen had kind of founded the business back in 2017. Yeah. And he had grown it massively kind of from 17 up through 19, focusing mainly on the hospitality space and selling mainly into the SMEs, to the end, the smaller individual locations. And then COVID hit him, and overnight, you know, that business started to just fall away rapidly. So Stephen, ever the entrepreneur, he was the second time founder, tried to look at what was the way to move forward on this. And that's where he found that the software that had been developed for his own team to use could be exposed then to large kind of multi-location businesses. And I suppose my background was in scaling, e-commerce scaling tech. So yeah, it was...
Match made in heaven.
Match made in heaven. So it was early 2022. COVID had kind of run its course. And he was looking for the next thing. So I came in on Valentine's Day in 2022.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You always remember the day.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the... People always talk about the problem you're trying to fix. So what is the challenge that you're selling the solution for? Is it that just the data-driven social feed, or is it just having that singular voice, or
So we always talk about the word phygital. So this is one of those catchphrases. But quite often you see that digital tools have been developed for e-commerce business or, you know, kind of single location brands. And quite often the tooling available to physical locations is actually quite poor and kind of second thought. So there's a number of digital marketing platforms out there, but none of them cater for this kind of multi-location brand need. So, you know, we're about kind of enabling those businesses to actually enable all their locations and support all their locations, you know, regardless of the relationship between kind of headquarters and the locations.
And is it a single voice then, a single tone, that kind of important? No, or is it all still individual?
No, like we're strong believers that actually each location often has its own kind of voice that needs to be heard. So yes, you want that consistency of the brand, which is why a lot of digital marketers will go, no, we just want one brand presence. But that's because they haven't realized there's a tool like ourselves that allows them to keep that kind of single brand voice, that brand governance in place, but still give the locations their unique identity. So, you know, even if I think about SuperValu, they have different offerings in every one of their stores.
Yeah.
You know, they some serve frank and honest coffee, some have delis,
yeah,
some have butchers, and then they all serve different communities. So how do you get that individual SuperValu in Colester or Stillorgan to identify with their local community, but still keep that consistency of the brand? So our tool allows for that kind of brand governance, that IT governance, that kind of mass sharing. But at the same time, then the individual locations get to add their voice to it as well.
Well, so it's obviously a technology backend.
Yeah.
I won't ask you to go into the specifics, but is it a AI specifically tool, or is it just kind of data driven, or what way is it?
So, I mean, the data is a massive output, and something that the platform's able to provide. But at the end of the day, it's a SaaS-based digital marketing platform that gives the tooling, the operational tooling to the headquarters and to the locations, and then gives them access to all of that data. So quite often what we're seeing is the headquarters would be sending out, you know, by email an image and saying, please post this. But they weren't able to get back whether that had been, A, had been posted, B, when was it posted, C, what was the reach like, what engagement did that organic post do? And if they were wanting to advertise, there was no real mechanism for that to do that on those local pages. Whereas we allow them to do that all at once, and then give them back the data to be able to go, actually, you know, this image got this amount of reach. And it even allows them to do things like A-B test it.
Okay.
So they're able to go, all right, we're going to break our stores up into two groups. We're going to do this half as short form video, this as, you know, multiple images. What has the best reach? What gets the best engagement from users? And, you know, you can even then test different images, different ways of on a campaign. You can roll it out to a small subset and kind of go, okay, we've tested this now. This is, it's the short form video. Let's roll that out to all the other stores. So it's really tooling them up to be able to utilize the power of those. You know, it goes from one social media presence to 200, 300, 400, depending on the size of their estate.
I remember in college, you were told, in marketing anyway, I did across the road here in Angel Street, and they were like, you can't measure your marketing return. Now suddenly
now
we
can.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
yeah.
Marketer's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
If you have to go. Okay, so customer impact must be massive then, if that's, and brand impact, and that's what the sell is. I'm alluding to, but what is the actual tangibles? Have you been able to say this is your return and this
So first of all, we're able to get the marketeers much more granular information that they're able to get. So today they're either not doing this and they're sending out leaflets.
Yeah.
You know, so there's some customers were going with us, you know, we're talking about the ESG benefit that they're able to do. You know, they're able to get rid of 100,000 leaflets every week by going with us. So straight away we're able to give them, what is the actual reach of these posts that you're doing? What's the reach of these ads that you're doing? Then what we're finding is, up to now, they've tended to do advertising just on a national brand page.
Yeah.
Doing ads through our system is much more cost effective, because instead of doing it, you know, bidding on a term for the entire country, they're bidding on that same term, but for 50 distinct geographical areas.
Yeah.
So it's 50 bids going in for a very small geographic area. It might be 3 kilometers, 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers around their particular location, be it a clinic, be it a store. So they're able to see straight away the reach, the engagement, the return on investment to their ad spend. And then we've done case studies where we've linked it up to their sales data. So we're able to say, well, actually, you know, you couldn't really prove this on your leaflet drops, but we can kind of now see here's the impact it's had on the sales in those particular stores.
Well, and it's obviously positive, or you wouldn't be retaining and growing customers. What is the plans, or what's next on the agenda? Because you've obviously now good test studies, case studies. You're able to go that way.
So I think what we've been doing over the last 12 months is kind of proving that, you know, this isn't limited to any particular vertical or any particular particular geography. So we kind of focused moving out of grocery into health and hospitality. That's worked really well for us. We've had a number of care homes come on. We've had a veterinary clinic come on. We've had in hospitality then a pub chain, dessert chain. And now this year we're kind of looking at taking that further. So, you know, a lot of what we had focused on last year was still within retail. We think this goes beyond retail. So the care homes is a good example. But there's, you know, there's pretty much any brand that has multiple physical locations where we feel from talking to them, they're having the same issues. You know, they're having those same problems of how do they get their brand voice out to the locations? How do they do that in a way and still maintain governance? So we're able to tick the boxes regardless of the verticals.
Well, and I won't ask you anything too deep, but is it annual AOR? You're signing up for 12, 24. I'm guessing this isn't a 2 or 3 week month.
No, you need a good
data span to show.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the benefit of selling into the kind of headquarters.
Yeah,
you know, instead of going to each of the locations and kind of saying, look, this is a monthly SaaS offering direct from ourselves, we'll go to the headquarters. Headquarters, because they have digital marketing experts, tend to understand the value that we're going to bring. Some of them decide, so our models are very flexible then, because we allow for varying control between headquarters and location, given locations more of a say on what goes on their page or less of a say on what goes on their page. And then even from a paying model, we always get paid by the headquarters, but sometimes the headquarters will pass that directly on to the location. Sometimes they'll take it in and use it as a kind of an additional service that they're given to the locations.
That sounds great. I'm guessing it drives as well that kind of local community engagement, because if you take your super values as your atypical, they are very much still central in a town or in a location, so it must make those types of businesses still feel they're quite connected to their own community, yet have that group span.
And ultimately that's what it's about. So the brand team can go out and say this is what a brand stands for across the country, but people are buying from that individual location, so they want to go in and, you know, be part of that community. So the store owner wants to engage their customers. It doesn't really matter that there's a particular promotion on anywhere in the country. It's that this promotion is on in your store and you're able to come in on your way home tonight and pick it up. And by the way, we also have a job that we're recruiting for on the cashier, or we found these set of keys yesterday.
Simple things that you forget.
You'd be amazed at it. And they grow that engagement between a store and its community. And that's when, okay, you know, them putting promotions, it's like having a digital aisle end.
Yeah.
You know, the store owners spend so much time on, you know, what do they display on that aisle end in the store. This actually gives them that aisle end out there in their community, just online on their Facebook or Instagram or Twitter pages.
It's really good. So last couple of questions. What did you learn now? So you're 2 years?
Yeah, a year.
Just gone?
Yeah, a year and a half.
Yeah. What if going into an organization, a small organization, coming from big organizations, what kind of how did you have to adapt? Because I know it is difficult coming into a smaller organization. And what was your kind of big, I'm in the trenches now.
Yeah, I think you always know the smaller the organization you go to, that there's more you have to do yourself. So we've a very small team and everyone has to wear multiple hats. That's this first thing in the morning, I might be customer support. Then I'm on the finance team. Then I'm on the marketing team. Then I'm on the sales team. I suppose going this far back, you know, to this kind of restarting the a company again, it's just how many hats you have to wear at one time. There's that piece that with such a small team, it's, you are so dependent on each other. Like, I wouldn't be able to do this without Stephen.
You know,
it's kind of, we're in this, we're like an old married couple, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, like myself and Rob.
Yeah. And you'll have those kind of conversations that is really like a husband and wife. You know, you'll kind of go, why wasn't that done? You know, you were going to do that. Well, I was doing this, you know. So, but then, you know, more importantly, you're there when you're there to celebrate those successes. Like, thankfully, we've had a number of them in the last 6 months. But, you know, with such a small team, everyone is responsible for those wins. So it's just the camaraderie that's created in that small team.
I always feel you're a bit more bought in. Like, it's a smaller brand, it's yours, it's quite passionate to you.
Yeah.
But it means a little bit more because
you
see the impact from start to finish. But in a bigger organization, if it was just your team, it's just your team doing really well and you've had a celebration. But
it's your own world. And we as a team are kind of one small cog in that entire organization. Whereas, you know, like every single one of the team is able to look at successes that we've had over the last 6 months and go, I was responsible for that.
I think that's the entrepreneurial part. And, you know, I'd find it very difficult to go back into a bigger company now after being in a smaller and, you know.
Yeah, I think
it would, something drastically would have to change for me to reconsider it. But
I think it's that, I always say this to people when they're going for jobs, you know, you're either a big company corporate person or you're a small entrepreneurial, and, you know, you need to be natural to who you are. So don't force yourself into the wrong type of company because you won't succeed.
Yeah.
You won't naturally succeed.
Yeah. And the only bit there is you don't know until you try it.
Yeah. You need to see both sides.
Yeah.
You absolutely do. But there is that piece now that there's also the benefit of I could go to a slightly bigger organization and bring those learnings with
yeah.
me. And similarly, I've gone to a very, you know, kind of young company and brought the learnings of the larger organization. So there is benefit, but I think there's definitely one area you're going to.
Yeah, because like I know this when people are like the startups we'd be recruiting, they'd be like, we need that understanding. And it's until you actually live in it and see it and go there. There is a, you know, your customer support at 9 a.m. and your CFO come 12.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole different mindset of doing it. You spoke about last question or two. You spoke about your last 6 months going well. What's the future of the business? Or you know, Ireland's a small market, I'm guessing, in your mind, and it's you know, where else can you go?
Yeah. So I suppose the future is bright. So Ireland is small, and when you think about multi-location businesses here, you know, a large multi-location business here is probably 100 locations. You know, go across the water, it's probably 2,000. So last year was focusing on the UK. You know, hopefully in the next 12 months, it's going to be moving more towards Europe.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into more markets across Europe, which is going to bring its own challenges and supporting in different languages, different time zones, and then grow the vertical. So they're the two key ones for us. And so we're going to Probably in the next, I'd say 6 months, we're going to start to go out, look for kind of additional funding to kind of grow that, grow the our organization to be able to capture that business, you know.
And it's busy. Talk to a couple of VCs, it's busy again. The money is circulating once more, which is...
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose for any set of founders, there's always that. You're trying to get that perfect moment between having enough proven growth to be able to show, well, look, this is the value that our business should have, versus getting the money in order to get that growth. So that's
the fine balance. That's the poker game one must play.
Yeah, that's the fun of the next 6 months.
Michael, it's great to speak to you, and the success is brilliant to hear, and the business seems like it's only going strength to strength. So thank you very much for your time.
Not at all.
And we will speak to you soon. Michael Nolan, Social Local.